all my family seemed to be family secrets, or at least related to my family in some way. And I grew up and I was a pretty picky kid about food, and I don't really know why. Sometimes I think it's because when we were overseas, we had a cook, and I could walk down in the middle in the morning and say, I want French toast, and I'd get French toast. And sometimes I don't really know why there are certain things I just didn't want to eat. But there was one I knew exactly why I didn't want to eat, and that was rice. So my sister pointed out to me how much rice looked like maggots. And it was never something, I didn't really mind telling people usually that I didn't like rice. But it did become a secret once, and I had met somebody, and it was one of those things where they make it really easy to meet you. They're really friendly, they're really nice. You don't even like thinking, oh, should I ask her out? Because it's so clearly they want you to ask them out. So I asked her out. And I said, well, what do you want, you know, what would you like to do? We could go to dinner. And she's like, I really like Chinese food. I said, okay. And so we went to Chinese food. And everything's been really smooth. She has no idea how strange I am yet. They bring the food. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to be a big weirdo right off the bat. I'm just going to make myself eat the rice. How bad can it be? And this is what the secret was that I ended up having to keep from her. So I took a bite of the rice. And inside I'm thinking, oh, my God, rice. White rice, it's so good. But I'd already committed to not being totally strange, so I didn't tell her. But I did discover that I really like rice. Now, my other story, apparently there's a lot of this stuff going around. My father was a bastard, but he didn't know it. And when I say he was a bastard, he was not legitimate. And this was back when these things mattered a lot more than they would to me or most of the people I know. And the way he found out is he was in the military, and he was getting ready to start training for Army intelligence. And they gave him, I guess, some paperwork to fill out. And, you know, he's looking at all the paperwork, and he's getting it all done. And he calls his mother. He's in India, and he calls his mother back in California and says, Mom, I'm just filling this out. Just want to double check with you. Is there anything that would come up or I need to know that before I fill this stuff out? And she says, well, Walter's not your real father. And this all happened before I was born, and it became a secret on another level because my mother told me about it. My father never told me about it, never knew that I knew about it. And so it was really strange because even now I sometimes think that I knew, just knowing the secret told me a lot, and sometimes I think it just made everything more secretive because I didn't know how he felt about this. But the big truth that came out of that secret, and maybe came out more than if I could have just turned around and said, so, you're illegitimate, it made me think, well, maybe that's some of why he acts like he acts, or maybe that's what he's so worried about all the time. And so, yeah, in that way, it was good to know. And of course, now I'm telling his secrets, but my father never believed in an afterlife, so I think I'm allowed to tell his secrets now. And if you're up there listening, well, you screwed up.